Today I'll share with you some lessons that we have learned as we worked with farmers in Western Kenya. The first lesson is that delivery can be enabling. So while working with farmers in Western Kenya, we have realized that achieving adoption of a good agronomic package, especially using lead farmers, early adopters, field days, can enable farmers to the farmer's ability to obtain information and also share it with other farmers. So even exchange visits, when you have farmers who visit an area where there is high adoption, you'll get that these farmers will go back to their area and be able to adopt these packages or even have on-farm transformations, especially for their farming systems. This is a good example of farmers from an arid and semi-arid area who visited farmers several miles away, and on coming back home, they were able to set up marketing cooperatives that they were able to sell the sorghum that they were producing. Team effort. Adoption of an agricultural practice often requires other services. Partnership is very important. So when you are developing a good agricultural practice, it's good to partner with other partners, especially finance, so that the farmers can be able to get loans and even credit, input suppliers for timely supply of inputs and also availability of these inputs, marketing. Farmers also need a market for their produce. So when you have marketing partners, they will be able to provide these avenues for farmers. Early adopters are also very important, because with early adopters, they will encourage other farmers to be able to adopt your practice. A good example is the Mijingu Phosphate Rock, where quite a lot of information has been gathered, a lot of research in Western Kenya, and quite many papers. But then there is no adoption because that particular fertilizer was not available at that time. The other lesson is that it is good, always good, to reconcile conflicting messages. In our effort to maximize farmer profit from fertilizer use in Western Kenya, we found that it was more profitable to use a relatively more acidifying urea nitrogen fertilizer with occasional liming as compared to the promoted practice that has been for use of calcium ammonium nitrate, that is CAN. So this particular product is more costly, but then it is less acidifying. So in this, we are attempting to reconcile these conflicting messages, especially by promoting farmer profitability. So in conclusion, when you're talking of taking it to the farmer, delivery is very much enabling. So always use avenues that promote good agricultural practices and also adoption, such as through lead farmers and also early adopters, but also enable the farmers to be able to put in their input into that particular practice and learn from it. So the second one is that partnership with other service providers along the value chain is very much important, so that you can ensure that the farmers can be able to get the best out of your practice. It's also good to reconcile conflicting messages when you are promoting good agricultural practices, and also learn from your farmers. Most of the times, the farmers will adapt the whatever practice that you have given them into their own farming systems. So learn why they are doing this and try to try to change whatever practice that you will come upon later. Try to put these particular lessons into your practice. Thank you.